Then the little child danced for joy, and the elf brought trillium blossoms and wove them with crocus for a crown. He hung the arbutus in pink clusters around her waist. He gave her hyacinth for a scepter and poured dandelion gold at her feet. Then the child laughed so merrily that all the other little children came running, and they danced about the wonderful maypole till they set all the bluebells ringing. When the day was over and the little children were sleeping in their soft white beds, dreaming of the beautiful day, the flowers talked to one another in the starlight.
"There was never such a wonderful May Day before," said the hyacinth.
"We will have a May party again next year," said the crocus.
"And we will all come,"
said the arbutus.
"And I shall get there first, I know."
"And always," said the bluebird as she looked into the violet's eyes,
"the little child shall be Queen of May."